Natasha Demkina claims to have X-ray vision. Who claims to have X-ray vision? Natasha Demkina claims to have X-ray vision. When she was 10 years old, she told her mother that she could see what looked like a vacuum cleaner hose, two beans, and a tomato inside her. How old was she? She was 10 years old. Could she see what looked like a vacuum cleaner hose, two beans, and a tomato inside her? Yes, she could see what looked like a vacuum cleaner hose, two beans, and a tomato inside her. Demkina was too young to know the names of bodily organs, but her mother believed she was talking about her intestines, kidneys, and heart. What was Demkina too young to know? Demkina was too young to know the names of bodily organs. Does her mother believe she was talking about her brain? No, her mother does not believe she was talking about her brain. Her mother believed she was talking about her intestines, kidneys, and heart. It wasn't long before Demkina was diagnosing diseases and identifying injuries. What was Demkina diagnosing? Demkina was diagnosing diseases. Was she identifying injuries? Yes, she was identifying injuries. She says that she can easily switch from her regular vision to what she calls medical vision. Can she easily switch between regular vision and medical vision? Yes, she can easily switch between regular vision and medical vision. Medical vision allows her to see a colorful picture of a person's insides for a split second. Does medical vision allow her to see a black and white picture? No, medical vision does not allow her to see a black and white picture. Medical vision allows her to see a colorful picture. How long can she see a person's insides for? She can see a person's insides for a split second. Demkina often got headaches and was emotionally exhausted after viewing patients, but she was eager to help. Who often got headaches? Demkina often got headaches. Was she emotionally exhausted after viewing patients? Yes, she was emotionally exhausted after viewing patients. Was she hesitant to help? No, she was not hesitant to help. She was eager to help. Hoping to pay her way to medical school, she started seeing patients for 400 rubles each in her parents' tiny apartment. What did she hope to pay? She hoped to pay her way to medical school. Where did she start seeing patients? She started seeing patients in her parents' tiny apartment. As news of her gift spread, people came from all around Russia to consult with the young prodigy. Did news of her gift spread? Yes, news of her gift spread. Did people come from all over her hometown to consult with the young prodigy? No, people did not come from all over her hometown to consult with the young prodigy. People came from all around Russia to consult with the young prodigy. They even gathered in groups outside where she lived. Where did they gather? They gathered outside where she lived. For most of them, doctors had been unable to diagnose their problems. Had doctors been able to diagnose their problems? No, doctors had not been able to diagnose their problems. Demkina was a last-ditch effort. What was a last-ditch effort? Demkina was a last-ditch effort. Stories of Demkina's diagnoses run the gamut from finding kidney stones to detecting pregnancy. Are there stories of Demkina finding kidney stones and detecting pregnancy? Yes, there are stories of Demkina finding kidney stones and detecting pregnancy. During one test, she was able to diagnose a doctor's stomach ulcer along with its exact location. What was she able to diagnose? She was able to diagnose a doctor's stomach ulcer. Did she know its exact location? Yes, she knew its exact location. She also identified the internal screws and plates within a woman who had broken her leg. What did she identify within a woman? She identified internal screws and plates within a woman. Had the woman broken her leg? Yes, the woman had broken her leg. And she refuted another doctor's diagnosis of a cancer patient, correctly diagnosing the problem as a small cyst. What did she refute? She refuted another doctor's diagnosis of a cancer patient. Did she correctly diagnose it as a large cyst? No, she did not correctly diagnose it as a large cyst. She correctly diagnosed it as a small cyst. People were so impressed by Demkina's abilities that scientists all over the world invited her to their labs. Were people impressed by Demkina's abilities? Yes, people were impressed by Demkina's abilities. Who invited her to their labs? Scientists from all over the world invited her to their labs. She did tests in England, the United States, and Japan. Did she do tests in England, the United States, and Australia? No, she did not do tests in England, the United States, and Australia. She did tests in England, the United States, and Japan. In perhaps the most famous of these experiments, Demkina failed. Did Demkina succeed? No, Demkina did not succeed. Demkina failed. She was given descriptions of 7 different medical problems and had to correctly match these problems with 7 patients. How many different medical problems was she given descriptions of? She was given descriptions of 7 different medical problems. How many patients did she have to match these problems with? She had to match these problems with 7 patients. She needed to get 5 out of 7 to pass the test, but only correctly diagnosed 4 of the patients. What did she need to get? She needed to get 5 out of 7. Did she correctly diagnose 5 of the patients? No, she did not correctly diagnose 5 of the patients. She correctly diagnosed 4 of the patients. Demkina's supporters say that the statistical chance of correctly guessing 4 out of 7 is so unlikely, about 2%, that it was actually a success. Do Demkina's supporters say that the statistical chance of correctly guessing 4 out of 7 is likely? No, Demkina's supporters do not say that the statistical chance of correctly guessing 4 out of 7 is likely. Demkina's supporters say that the statistical chance of correctly guessing 4 out of 7 is unlikely. Do they say the test was actually a success? Yes, they say the test was actually a success. To be fair, some say extraordinary claims require extraordinary evidence. What do some say extraordinary claims require? Some say extraordinary claims require extraordinary evidence. A 2% chance may be low, but as proof of X-ray vision, it doesn't cut it. Does a 2% chance cut it? No, a 2% chance doesn't cut it. Others say that no proof will ever be enough to change the minds of skeptics. What kind of proof will be enough to change the minds of skeptics? No proof will ever be enough to change the minds of skeptics. In the words of the priest and philosopher Thomas Aquinas, to one who has faith, no explanation is necessary. To one without faith, no explanation is possible. Is an explanation necessary to one who has faith? No, no explanation is necessary to one who has faith. Is an explanation possible to one without faith? No, to one without faith, no explanation is possible. Whether you buy into her abilities or not, Demkina has won a place in the hearts of the many patients who have come to her for help. Has Demkina lost a place in the hearts of many patients? No, Demkina has not lost a place in the hearts of many patients. Demkina has won a place in the hearts of many patients.